Excuse me, darling. Is anyone sitting next to you? Perfect. You're new around here, aren't you? I haven't seen your face before. Trust me, if I had seen a face like yours before in my life, I'd definitely remember. So what's a pretty boy like you doing in a hellish place like this? Oh, you're being tested, huh? That St. Peter has a sense of humor. What's your test? A week? A whole week? good luck. I can't imagine what you're going through. I mean, living a whole week in hell without succumbing to temptation? Most humans I've met don't last 3 days. I'm guessing that if you fail, you have to stay down here in hell forever. They're getting pretty predictable up there. Oh, me? Oh, no. I'm not being tested. I live here. I was born here. In fact, I'm a succubus. This is my home for eternity. Actually, if I'm being honest with you, eternity in hell isn't as bad as people say it is. It's actually pretty good. There's a nice, warm fire all the time, amazing music, and the booze tastes almost as good as my pussy. I'm just messing with you. I'm not actually trying to tempt you. Don't worry, I'm a busy girl. I have more important things to do than try and get you to stay down here. I just like to flirt. It's a trait that came with the horns and tail. Oh, you're lucky that you're talking to me. My sisters are much worse. I'm just a flirt. Those girls are another thing entirely. Just look. A couple of them are dancing on top of the tables over there. The blonde and the redhead. You see how their panties they're wearing are almost see-through? That's not the fabric. Those panties were originally opaque. It's just that they've been wet for so long that you can start to see through their clothes. I mean, I get pretty wet often myself, but never to that extent. In fact, they're one of the few succubi who wear panties in the first place. They need to. Otherwise, they'd just be dripping everywhere they go. Me? I personally hate wearing panties. I don't know. I just feel much more natural when I wear nothing but little skirts like this one. Especially when paired with the nice lace top. Now, what I'm wearing is actually meant to be see-through. I just love the way my breasts look through this little curtain of shirt, don't you? You're getting a little red. Are you feeling a bit hot there? Sorry, I didn't mean to. Again, I'm not trying to tempt you. I'm just trying to have a nice barroom chat. I just want to be friends with you, especially in these hard times. Here, let's talk about something else. Can I tempt you to buy me a drink? Don't worry, St. Peter won't mind. That doesn't count as a sin. I checked. Besides, people buy other people drinks all the time on Earth. Don't worry, it's just one drink, nothing more. Thanks, you're sweet. A shot of tequila with lime. You're such a gentleman, treating a lady to what she likes. Honestly, I can't even see why you'd have to go through this test in the first place. Oh, it's here. Yeah, the service is really fast. Yet another perk of my home. Here, help me take the shot. No, you don't have to drink. Just tilt your neck this way. Don't freak out. I'm just gonna squeeze the lime on your neck like this. Okay, stay still. I need to put salt where the lime juice is. And for the finishing touch, put this wedge in your mouth and keep it there. It's more fun this way. Trust me. And now you bring your neck closer to my lips so that I can lick the juice off, silly. Don't worry, I don't bite. I mean, unless you want me to. Here, just let me lick. And now I take the shot. And finally, I bite the lime. Come here. Actually, this lime is getting in the way of your lips. Here, let me just take it out. Most of the taste is on your tongue now, anyway. Don't worry. Kissing isn't a sin. This is totally allowed. Just ask Peter. People kissed in the Bible all the time. I'm just helping you relieve any stress you have. Grab my hips and press me against you. You're so warm, and my body is so soft. I'm wrapping my tail around you. You feel so tense. Fucking. You taste so good. God damn it. I fucking need you. Hey. Could we, get out of here, please? I think we should spend some time with each other somewhere more quiet. Great. Follow me. My lair is just downstairs. We can take the elevator. We're here. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. Your hands were around my waist, like this. And your lips were pressed to mine. God, you're like a drug to me. I need you so bad. I need to fuck you right now, right here. On my big, soft bed. I promise you, it's the comfiest bed you've ever laid down on. Oh. You're starting to seem a little less eager. Something wrong? I told you. I'm not trying to get you to fail your stupid test. Besides, you already bought me a drink. You did me a courtesy. Even when you knew I'm a sinner. That's an act of kindness, isn't it? You're a good person. And if they're watching you right now from the pearly gates, they'd see what I see. They would say that you've already passed your test. You're a good person. You win. Now please. Won't you just lay down with me? Oh, please. I need you. My pussy is aching for you. Your scent. Your taste. Your cock. Everything about you draws me to you. I'm just dripping for you right now. I feel so hot. What do you want to do? Get on my knees and beg. Because I will. See? Look, I'm down on my knees for you. Look me in the eyes. Can't you see how much I need you? I'm not a temptation. I'm your friend. A friend who sorely needs you right now. Can't you see that? I would never lie to you. So, are you willing to help me out? To help me with my needs? You can just help me out by standing right there. You don't have to do anything. I'll take care of you. I'll just stay on my knees like this. And unbuckle your belt. And unzip your pants. And as long as you're okay with it, I'll just bring my lips closer to your tasty cock. You smell so good. I just need to... yes. That is exactly what I need. Fuck, I want more. Pre-cum tastes like heaven. No pun intended. Isn't this much better than anything you've ever felt on Earth? It's what I was born to do. To be able to give you more pleasure than you've ever felt while you were alive. Feel every part of me. Feel my tongue swirl around in ways that no human could ever do. Feel the warmth of my throat. It's the perfect temperature, isn't it? I was created that way. I have the ability to sense where every single one of your delicate little nerve endings are. And I know exactly how to play with them. How to tease you so perfectly that you could just come from the memory of it. There's no guesswork. It's all precision. I know how to please. And I just love to please good guys like you. Look at me in the eyes and tell me that this isn't the best blowjob you've ever had. That's right, you can't. You'd be lying. And that's a sin. But that's enough head for you today. Get on your back. It's time for you to give me what I really need. Oh, yes, you will. You owe me. It was rude of you to assume earlier that I was trying to tempt you and get you to fail your little test. And now, you're going to make it up to me. Got it? Good boy. Now, let me just climb on top of you and slide you into my pussy. Dripping all over your cock. This feels fucking amazing. You fuck me better than anybody else down here. Holy shit. Darling, I can't control my voice when I moan. That just comes naturally. Just sit back and let me fuck you. Fuck yes. Do you feel my pussy adjusting itself around your cock? It's perfect, isn't it? My pussy is not like a normal human's. Oh no. I adjust myself to fit you perfectly. Perfectly deep. Perfectly tight. Perfectly tight. Perfectly wet. Exactly. How you like it. How you like it. Even if you don't know it. Here, watch me take off my top while I ride you. There. And now you can get a better view of my tits. Look at how they bounce so hypnotically, so perfectly, as you fuck me. Oh, I just want you to remember this moment forever. I want you to dream of this. To dream of me. Down to the way I smell. If there's anybody up there still watching you, I can guarantee they're jealous. Don't be afraid to grab me. Use my hips to bring me closer to you. Feel my warm, soft breasts. I'm all yours. You're giving me what I need. That's the last. It's the least I could do. Oh, you're caressing my tits. Yes. Oh, you're so good at that. Do you feel how hard my nipples are? That's all you, baby. Yeah. You feel them. Oh, fuck. Darling, I think I'm getting close to coming. And that means you're close to coming too. That's right. I can only come when you do. That's my curse. I can get as close as possible, but I can't come unless you do. And since, fuck, since I'm getting close.
closer as well. Oh, we're getting even closer, aren't we? So fucking close. So fucking close. Yes, yes. Oh, this is exactly what I needed. Yes, I want this to be the best orgasm ever. Feel every inch of me. The way I please you, the way I look. I was designed for your perfect pleasure. Your perfect pleasure experience. Come whenever you want. Come whenever you want. Just don't fucking stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. We're coming. We're coming. Yes.
Easily the best orgasm I've ever had. You were perfect. I know this is something human women say to boost their men's ego, but you really made me feel things I've never felt before. And I'm being completely honest. You showed me something really new today. Fuck. Okay. It's my turn to work at the bar. My sisters need a break. You can head out with me if you want. I wouldn't mind the company. Drinks are on me. And, just between you and me. If you do end up having to stay down here, I wouldn't mind having you as a roommate. I could use a good fuck like that every now and again. I'm only down here for the rest of eternity, you know. And if you want to meet my sisters too, I'm sure they'd all love to meet you. Now, let's go get some drinks.